as all joy, my brothers and sisters, when you face various kinds of temptations. For you know that the testing of your trust produces perseverance. But let perseverance do its complete work, so that you may be complete and whole, lacking nothing. Now, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives to all generously and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in trust, doubting nothing, for the doubter is like a wave in the sea being tossed and driven by the wind. Indeed, that person should not think that he will receive anything from the Lord, because he is double-minded and unstable in all his ways. Let the brother or sister in humble circumstances boast about their high position, but let the rich brother boast about his being humbled, since like a wildflower he will pass away. For the just as the sun rises with the sharav and dries up the plant, so that its flower falls off and its beauty is destroyed, so too the rich person is going about his business will wither away. How blessed is the man who perseveres through temptation, for after he has passed the test, he will receive as his crown the life which God has promised to those who love him. Well, no one being tempted should say, I'm being tempted by God, for God cannot be tempted by evil, and God himself tempts no one. Rather, each person is being tempted when he is being dragged off and enticed by the bait of his own desire. Then having conceived, the desire gives birth to sin, and when sin is fully grown, it gives birth to death. Don't delude yourselves, my dear brothers. So every good and act of giving and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father who made the heavenly lights. With him there is neither variation nor darkness caused by turning. Having made this his decision, he gave birth to us through a word that can be relied on, in order that we should be a kind of first fruits of all that he has created. All right. Laura?
Am I on? 22. Oh, there I am. Excellent. Yeah, I'm going to scoot that out of the way. Awesome. All right, Darcy. So what seems to be your issue today, Darcy?
You know what? I mean, I've got some issues with my neck, and I've been waking up a lot of mornings where I'm having a hard time turning, real stiffness in my neck and my back.
Right.
And I don't know if it's related to riding or, you know, been doing a fair bit of riding this summer.
Sure.
I just want you to look at it and kind of figure out what's going on and, great, you know, fix me today.
Okay. All right. Well, how often do you ride?
Probably 3 days a week, and
okay,
if I can, 4, yeah.
All right, and are you a cross-country rider, downhill rider? What do you like to do?
You know what, I climb just out of necessity. I really like going down, and so.
And do you take it easy going down? Like, what's your...
Take it easy, no way, no way.
No,
it's always, you know, pin it.
So you play pretty hard then?
Yeah, I play pretty hard, and I have 4 kids, so I think I've got more injuries from my kids than I do from riding, but yeah.
Right. So obviously then, you know, have you had some injuries in the past as well then?
I've injured my neck a couple of times, not looking up and hitting trees, kind of feeling a little stiff there. And I've had some torn rotator cuffs a few times and, you know, but you just got to push through it, right? No pain, no gain.
Well, why don't we get you on the table and let me see what I can, how you're presenting here, and we'll see what we can do for you, all right?
All right.
Great. I'm just going to have a little cheat sheet here on Darce. Excellent. All right. Okay, so I'm just going to just work here a little bit and just kind of feel where I can feel any tension, any tightness, any restriction, all that sort of stuff, all right? So, Darcy, what kind of rehab have you done, or what's your maintenance like, or, you know, have you... doing any exercises, anything like that, to look after yourself?
Rehab?
Yeah.
What do you mean by maintenance?
So
I mean, I just ride. Like, what are you talking about?
So, like, if pain shows up, what do you do if you...
Oh, I just take ibuprofen.
Okay.
And I just take ibuprofen. Sometimes before the ride, I'll pop 2 or 3 of those babies, and, man, I don't feel any pain. I just... Oh. And I can just go.
Right. Well, how's that working for you, Darce?
Well, you know, it's been working quite well
over the years, but just lately I just feel like, it's not, my body's not responding like it used to.
Yeah, and, makes sense.
I've got a lot of pain and not sleeping very well.
Right.
So, yeah, something's going on. Either need to find a different pain med or...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe some sort of regular treatment or therapy or exercise or something might be helpful as well. So, you know, that whole, the whole philosophy is, you know, take a pill and the pain's going to go away. So, I mean, there's a bit of truth to that. You can take that ibuprofen and, you know, while you're riding, that you're not going to experience the pain, but you could also be damaging yourself because there's a lot of tightness, a lot of soreness. So you just, you think, oh, I feel good, I'll just ride, and you ride really hard. And so you actually can be causing a bit more injury to your muscles because of that pain. The medication is blocking that pain. So you could be doing a bit more damage than good with that pain medication that you take beforehand. So, you know, as I'm working on you, I feel a lot of adhesion. Nothing's moving really smoothly, really well. So what happens, Darce, when we injure ourselves is that muscles can get adhered to one another. So we have, in our back, we have anywhere from 5 to 7 layers of muscle. And when we get injured, the muscles can adhere to one another. So that what happens is they don't move smoothly between one another. So as I'm working just in here, you can feel like your ribs really aren't moving, are they?
No.
No. And so there's muscles that are on top of your ribs and muscles between your ribs, and they're all adhered. So what happens is we can't get good breath. The muscles aren't moving well. Decreases the range of motion, happens in joints. Our joints don't move well. And in between our ribs and our spine, there's these joints. And so there's no movement, not a lot of movement there. So there's some real...
Could it be that's why when my kids try to massage my back, they think that I'm just kind of built like a brick wall.
That's exactly it, yeah. And they think, wow, Daddy's strong. And Daddy might be a bit strong, but more than anything, you know, Daddy's muscles aren't moving at all. So that's going to be some of what's going on. And we need as well, what massage does is it gets blood flow to the area. So if we don't have blood flow into those muscles, Darce, they're not going to heal because we need blood to get into those muscles to give it some oxygen.
Oh, that really hurts.
Yeah.
That really
there's
hurts.
A whole bunch of scar tissue in here. So what scar tissue does is it decreases all that range of motion. It's a protective thing that the body puts down. So in not dealing with your issues, not dealing with your injuries, lays down some scar tissue, and that's to protect it. But if you don't deal with it, it gets out of control, and just have this mass of scar tissue that's laid down. It can be some calcium deposits that can happen in the joint, and then the joints don't move properly. So...
I kind of thought that there would be kind of nice waterfall music and, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Nice scented massage oil. This is a bit over the top.
Yeah, and so this isn't, I'm not like a one-hit wonder here, Darce, either. So, you know, this is going to be, you know, going to take a bit to resolve all this. Going to be some, I'm going to give you some exercises to work on when we get done here. And
exercises?
Oh,
what do you mean by that? I thought you would just kind of take care of everything today.
Oh, just this one treatment and you'd be 100%. Hey, yeah, no, that's not how it works. Why don't you get up and I'm going to show you a few exercises that you can do because there's the exercise. I mean, you can engage in the exercises if you want. I mean, it's kind of like your philosophy of no pain, no gain. So with the exercises, you know, it's going to be no pain, no gain. It's your choice whether or not you want to do them. You're not going to be doing them for me. Because I don't need them. It's you that's going to need the exercise and the work in between and coming more often.
I don't know if I have the discipline to kind of maintain and exercise every day. Like, what do you mean by like once a week? Kind of do a few exercises or
no? It's going to be a daily thing. It's going to be a daily thing. And pretty
when
much,
am I going to do that?
Well, you're going to fit it into your schedule. So whenever So for example, what's going on for you? You have a lot of internal rotation. So you're at your computer a lot, riding your bike a lot. A lot of internal rotation. So For me, sometimes I'll just put on a timer on my watch every couple of hours. I'll stop and I'll just do a few little exercises throughout the day, just that time to reset my body. So you're always going to want to rotate your shoulders back and down. And so you have really strong traps. You have really strong trapezius muscle. You know, all down here is all really strong. All right. But in here, these are little muscles in here, right? Yeah. And so they're a little bit deeper. So I can work on these big muscles on the outside because that's what's presenting. But when I do that, what I find is as I start working, these little muscles deeper inside are actually involved as well. So I'm going to get you an exercise that's going to involve just these little muscles. You're not going to engage all the big muscles. Get these little muscles firing, right? The ones that are deeper that you didn't even know were an issue, didn't even know that was causing a problem. So we're going to engage those deeper muscles. So you're just going to be squeezing your shoulder blades together. Yeah, and don't engage any, exactly, squeeze your shoulder blades. And you're going to do that 2 or 3 times throughout the day, just as you're sitting in your office. Just set your watch and take a bit of a break. Do you have a foam roller by any chance, a nice foam roller or towel, big bath towels, those sorts of things?
Yeah, I got a bath towel, yeah.
And so another exercise, which is basically an exercise which is a pretty sedentary exercise. So it's just we often think of exercise, you have to be doing something, engaging something. So if you have a foam roller that can sort of be this big around, or roll up some towels, lie it on the floor, and then just put your spine down the middle of that towel, and that's going to open up your pec muscles because they're really tight as well. So just a passive stretch. So you don't have to always be engaging and doing something. Sometimes just some passive rest, stopping and resting, and stretch that passively. How does that sound? Right. So, yeah. You know, it's going to be your choice. If you want to engage, then that's going to be great. You're going to see a change. You're going to see some results. You're going to see the body has a memory, so it's going to want to go back to its old way. But the more that you can train it the new way and healthy way of being, then it'll grab hold of that, and that's going to become sort of your new set place, your new normal.
So if I start taking care of myself and doing some daily discipline kind of exercise, I'm going to be able to be more mobile as I get older, and I won't...
You bet.
Okay.
And so it's never too late to start. You might think, oh man, I've had this for such a long time. I'm in my 40s now. Nothing's ever going to change. The amazing thing about the body is you can always change, and it's never too late. Stretching a little bit every day, you're going to make a big change. So when you're into your 70s and 80s, you're going to be a lot more mobile, and it's going to be something that's just going to be part of your routine.
Awesome. Thanks, Laura.
All right. You're welcome, Doris.
Thanks.
So, are you coming next week then?
Oh, yeah.
Another treatment?
Yeah, we'll make another appointment. Yeah. All right. So I want to hear from you. What are some parallels between the text that we read about trials, temptations, God allowing certain things to come our way so that we become mature, complete, lacking nothing, and kind of what you saw going on here in the dialogue that you heard?